You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Smichas Gula Tfilas. It begins with the Gemara Brachis, Taftalin and Bebez. The Gemara is telling us the ideal schedule a person should have at night. The Gemara says when a person comes in from the field at night, Adam Bamin Asadeh, Nichnas Lubis and Medrish, they should come into Bis Medrish, Imroga Likra is Kaire. If the Rogel to learn Chumish, they should learn Chumish. Rogel to learn Chazar, to learn Mishnayis, they should learn Mishnayis. And the Gemara says, V'kayri Kriyishma u'mispalil. They should say Kriyishma, and then they should daven Shemon Esri. From here the Gemara picks up on the Aftalat on Medbeis, Omer Mar. Kayri Kriyishma u'mispalil. The proper way to daven at night is Kriyishma, and then Shemana Esrei. Zach the Gemara Misayel Rabbi Yechanan. This is a riot Rabbi Yechanan. The Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Ezo Ben Olam Haba. Who is a Ben Olam Haba? Ze Hasoimich Geula L'Tfila Shel Arvis. Somebody that is Soimich Geula L'Tfila Shel Arvis. They put Geula right next to Tfila by Meiriv. That is someone who is a Ben Olam Haba. Now, in truth, there are two aspects to being Soimech Geula L'Tfila. One idea is the order, that it has to be Kriyishma, or Brichas Kriyishma, which we'll discuss. It has to be Kriyishma, and then Shemana Esrei, the Seder Hadvarim. There's another Nekuda, another point, is not to be Mafsik. Do not interrupt between Geula and Tfila. Go right Smiches Geula L'Tfila. From this Gemara, the Braisa that says Kari Kriyishma Mispalel, L'chayr we only see a riot to the first aspect, the first idea that it has to be Kriyishma and then Tfila. We do not see from the Braisa that you cannot be mafsik between Geula and Tfila. Rashi over here, Talit Amud Beis, Rashi says two reasons why to be Soimech Geula L'Tfila. Rashi, it's number two of the Maariv Mekoymis. Rashi says Ze HaSoimech to be Soimech Geula L'Tfila, the kol shekein de shachris, certainly by shachris, one should be Soimech Geula L'Tfila, the ikar geulas mitzrayim b'shachris havi, k'dechsiv mimochas ha-pesach yotze b'nei Yisrael. Rashi says, v'smichas geula l'tfila, ramza David b'seifet tehillim. David HaMelech hinted this idea of smichas geula l'tfila in tehillim. Because the pasuk says in tehillim, Hashem tzuri v'goyali, Hashem is my rak and my redeemer. And the next capital begins, Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara. Yancha Hashem answer me b'yoyim tzara. So we see the idea of Hashem tzuri v'goy ali, geula. And right after is Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara, which is tefila. So we see from there the idea of smichas geula tefila. Then Rashi goes on to bring a mashal. Rashi brings a Yerushalmi. She brings a mashal. Actually, we see from this Rashi, but Rashi had Yerushalmi Maseches Brachos. I heard from my Rebbe Reb Shalom Spitzchit or Shimon Shair Teira. He said that Rashi did not have most Maseches of Yerushalmi. However, we see from over here Rashi did have Yerushalmi and Brachos. Rashi brings from Yerushalmi a mussel. If somebody is not Soimech Geula Tefila, is comparable to someone, a friend of the Melech, who goes and knocks on the king's door and runs away. And the king comes to the door and no one's there. No one's there, so the king leaves as well. This is the idea of not being Soimech Geula Tefila. Now, it always bothered me, what is Pshat in this Rashi? What does this Rashi have to do with being Soimech Geula Tefila and not being Soimech Geula Tefila? How is this another reason not to be Soimech Geula Tefila? What do I see from this Rashi? What's the muscle? Perhaps Rashi is not saying another reason why to be Soimech Geula Tefila. Rashi is just focusing on that second aspect of being Soimech Geula Tefila. The first part of Rashi is telling us the order. It has to be an order. Geula and then Tefila. Hashem Tzuri V'goy Ali. And then Yan Hashem B'yayin Tzor. It has to be Geula and then Tefila. Rashi in the second part of Rashi is not a new reason. Rashi is just explaining to us not to be mafsik. Don't interrupt between Geula and Tefila. If somebody would interrupt between Geula and Tefila, that would be like knocking on the door and then running away. He interrupts, he runs away. King comes, nobody's there, the king leaves as well. So Rashi is not a second pshat in Smichas Geula Tefila, he's just focusing on the other aspect of don't be mafsik between gula tefillah. Rashi is muchach like this. Rashi, when Rashi quotes this Yerushalmi, doesn't say inami. It's not a nupshat. It's just the Arminan Yerushalmi brachas. Just Rashi is just telling us, focusing on the second aspect of being slimech gula. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, Tfilos be'emtze tiknum. Rabbi Shua ben Levi argues, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, at night there is no din of smichas gula tefillah. Tfilos be'emtze tiknum, which means in the morning is Kriya Shema and then Shemana Esrei, and at night is Shemana Esrei and then Kriya Shema. Tfilos be'emtze tiknum. Tfilos are in the middle. Bother me. Chayra. By Yidin, the day starts at night. It's the night before. The Chayra, or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, should say, is not Tfilos be'emtze tiknum. It's that Kriya Shema is in the middle. Because at night, it's Tfilah and then Kriya Shema, and the morning is Kriya Shema and then Tfilah. Why is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi starting from the Cheshbon of the morning? In the morning, we have Kriya Shema and then Tfilah, and then at night, we have Tfilah and then Kriya Shema. Tfilos be'emtze tiknum. The Chayra should say, Kriya Shema is be'emtze. The pshat is that by tefillah, we find that the day starts from the morning. Mishnah Brachas, fourth parak, tefillas ha-shachar ad chatzos. By tefillah, the cheshbon starts from the morning. Very simply, because the Gemara says in Brachas, tefillahs are either keneged the avos, which is Avram, Shachris, Mincha, Meirv, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or tefillahs are keneged the karbanos, is Tamid Shel Shachar, and then Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. Therefore, when one is focusing on tefillah, we start with the cheshbon of the morning. Here, Mashiach, we have a machlekes in the Gemara. At night, is there a din smiches geula l'tefillah? Is there not such a din? The Gemara continues over here. The Gemara now gives two reasons. Pshat in the machlekes. Zok v'hilegi Gemara b'may kamifligi. What is the machlekes? Iba is a makra, iba is a masvara. If you want, you could say it's a pasuk. If you want, you could say it's a svara. Iba is a masvara. You could say it's a svara. The Reb Yechanan savar geula me'urta nami havi. The geula kal yisol in Mitzrayim. The geula really began at night. El geula ma'al yisol lehavi el atzafra. The complete geula wasn't until the morning, but the geula really began at night. Therefore, the din geula at night as well. Reb Yeshua ben Levi savar kevan de lehavi el mitzafra. Since Klal Yisrael did not go out of Mitzrayim until the morning, therefore there is no din of smichas geula l'tefillah at night. L'chayra one could ask, fine, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, there is no din of geula l'tefillah at night. So I don't have to say Kriya Shema before Shemana Esrei. But why would you say that it has to be Shemana Esrei and then Kriya Shema? You're right, there's no din geula tefillah at night, so it doesn't have to be Kriya Shema and then tefillah. But why does it have to be the opposite? Why does it have to be tefillahs be'emtze tiknum, first Shemana Esrei, and then Kriya Shema? The Tzlach, the Nedi Behuda says a very big chiddush. He says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that tefillah is the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also holds that there's no din to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. He paskins like the Rabbanon. Therefore, being that Tfilah is the Rabbanon and Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon, Tfilah is three times a day, Kriya Shema is only twice, Tadir v'she'enei Tadir, Tadir kaidem. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds Tfilah is be'emtze tiknum at night, is specifically Tfilah and then afterwards Kriya Shema. The Gemara now continues, and the Gemara gives another reason. Pshat in the Machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. If you say Makra, Bishnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They're both darshing the same pasuk. Tichsiv, it is written, Bishach Becha Uv Kumecha. Bishach Becha Uv Kumecha. By Kriya Shema, the pasuk says when you go to sleep and when you get up. Rabbi Yechanan Savar Makesh Shechiva Lekima. We compare going to sleep to getting up. Makima, just like by getting up, is Kriya Shema v'achar kach tefillah. Is Kriya Shema and then tefillah. Af Shechiva Nami, so too, when one lies down and one goes to sleep, is Kriya Shema v'achar kach tefillah. Gzeris HaKosuf. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Sover, Makish Shechiva Lekima. He also says we compare going to sleep to getting up. Makima, just like when one gets up, is Kriyashma Samach L'mitasai, is Kriyashma right next to their bed in the morning when one gets up, is Kriyashma and then Tefillah. Af Shechiva Nami, so too when one goes to sleep, is Kriyashma Samach L'mitasai, is Kriyashma next to the bed, which means is first going to be, at night, is first going to be Shemana Esrei, and then is going to be Kriyashma. Because Kriyashma, Gzeris HaKosov, has to be Samach L'mitasai, according to the second chant of the Gemara, that we're dashing from a pasuk. It's very understandable why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds his first Shemana Esrei, and then Kriyashma, because it's Gzeris HaKosov. Fine. That's the Gemara. Here we begin. We talk about being Seimich Geula L'tfilah. That Geula should be right next to Tefillah. What does it mean, Geula? Soimich Geula L'Tefillah. What does it mean, Geula? Is Geula referring to Birchas Kriyashma, the bracha of Gal Yisrael? Or is Geula referring to Kriyashma Bizmanu? When you say Kriyashma, Siyas Mitzrayim, in the proper time. That's Geula. What does it mean, Geula? Is Geula referring to Kriyashma? Is Geula referring to Birchas Kriyashma? The Netziv, in his Sefer Meroy Mi'Sadeh, says it's totally in the two Pshatim in the Gemara, Pshat and Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara brought two reasons in Rabbi Yechanan why one should be Seimech Geula Tefillah. Either because the Geula began at night, in which case the idea is mentioning Geula. The idea mentioning Geula would be saying the bracha of Gal Yisrael would be Birchas Kriyashma. However, the second pshat in the Gemara says it's a gzeiras hakasa from Kriyashma, b'shachra of kumecha. We compare going to sleep to getting up, we compare Kriyashma in the morning to Kriyashma at night. According to the second pshat in the Gemara, the Ibai Yisema, the focus is not on the Birchas Kriyashma on Geula, the focus is on Kriyashma. So according to the second lashon of the Gemara, the second explanation under Yechanan, then Geula is not referring to Birchas Kriyashma, rather referring to Kriyashma itself. Perhaps this question of what does it mean Geula? Is Geula referring to Kriyashma, or is Geula referring to Birchas Kriyashma? Perhaps it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, the first Tosfos in Ches. The Mishnah says in Brachos, from when do we begin saying Kriyashma at night? And the Mishnah says, Misha shekehanim nichnasim lecho b'trumason, from the time the kehanim come into Yitruma, ad sefer ha-shmur, Rishon HaDerev L'Yezi. When do we begin saying Kriyashma at night? Mitzvah deraisa of Kriyashma at night. When do we begin saying Kriyashma? From the time the kehanim, a kohen who was tamei, went to the mikveh, he had Harav Shemesh, and now he's able to eat Truma, that's when one is able to begin saying Kriyashma. Which Agav, the Gemara asks, when does a Kohen come into eat Truma? From Tseis HaKechavim, when it's dark outside, when it's night. So let the Mishnah say, Me'emasai Kohen Shema Ba'arvin from Tseis HaKechavim. Why does the Mishnah say, Mishoshe Kehadim Yechnasim Lechol B'Trumasim? The Gemara says, Milsa Agav Orcha Kamash Malon. It wanted to teach us something. That when do Kehadim come into Yitruma from Tseis HaKechavim? That's why it says, always bother me. It's a very important message. Kehadim that were Tamei, go to the mikveh, they could eat Truma Tseis HaKechavim. Why do I have to know that when I'm starting Teresh HaBalpeh? These are the first words of Teresh HaBalpeh. Is this such an important message? Is this such an important, you said, right, Teresh HaBalpeh, you should know, Kehanim, that we're Tamei, they could eat Truma when it becomes nightfall. What's going on? What's trying to mission? Agav, I was thinking perhaps, it's telling us a very big Yisrael in Avodas Hashem. It's very negate to Elo. A person, he had a bad day yesterday. Maybe yesterday when he was tummy. But realize, it comes nightfall. Today's a new day. Yesterday, you're right. Yesterday he was tummy. But today he's tired. To realize when it comes to Avodas Hashem, it's Hayoim. Hayoim, today, forget what was yesterday. You're right, yesterday maybe he was tummy. You're right. But focus on Hayoim. Make today the best day. Anyways, the Mishnah says over there, the Mishnah says that when do the Kehanim, when do we say Kriyat Shema at night? From Tzeis HaKehavim. Rashi over there, Rashi on the Mishnah asks a kasha. Rashi over there asks, it's number 5 on the sheet, Rashi says in the middle of, towards the end of Rashi, 6 lines on the bottom over there, Im kein lama kirin oisa beveis haknesis. If the Zman of Kriyat Shema, if the Zman of Kriyat Shema is from Tzeis HaKehavim, so how do we daven Ma'ariv early? So Rashi says, again, Rashi brings the Yerushalmi. Rashi says, we're saying Kriyat Shema, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, the rights of Kriyat Shema. Therefore, we are obligated to say Kriyat Shema again after nightfall, after Tzeis HaKehavim, when it gets dark. And the first parsha of Kriyat Shema that one says when they go to sleep, they're yoytzei the chiyuv of Kriyat Shema. So Rashi is telling us, when you daven Ma'ariv early, no problem, just repeat Kriyat Shema later on when it gets dark. Tosfos over there, the first Tosfos in Shas, asks four kashas on Rashi. First of all, Frek Tosfos, if your mitzvah derais of Kriyat Shema is Kriyat Shema Alamito, the first parsha, why is it the first parsha? You should say all three parshas. One kasha. Tosfos asks, what happened to Birchas Kriyat Shema? You're saying Birchas Kriyat Shema not in the right time. Kasha number 3, Frek Tosfos. The Gemara says that Kriyat Shema Alamita is to get rid of the Mazikin. And a Talmud Chacham doesn't even have to say Kriyat Shema Alamita. According to Rashi, everyone has to say Kriyat Shema Alamita to fulfill the mitzvah of the Reis of Kriyat Shema. Each one of these kashas one could answer. The first kasha, according to Rashi, Tosfos asks, if Kriyat Shema, if your deraisa is Kriyat Shema Alamita, you should say all three parashas of Kriyat Shema. Rashi holds that the mitzvah deraisa of Kriyat Shema is only the first parasha. In regard to the second kasha, what about Birchas Kriyat Shema? So we could say Rashi holds like Tshuvas HaRashba. That Birchas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema are independent and unrelated things. The bracha of Birchas Kriyat Shema is not a bracha on Kriyat Shema. We don't say Asher Kinyon Tzotzot Tzivanu Al Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. So if Birchas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema are independent things, you could say Kriyat Shema without Birchas Kriyat Shema. In regards to the third kasha, that the Gemara says we say Kriyat Shema Alamita only to get rid of Mazikin, not to fulfill the mitzvah of the rights of Kriyat Shema. On that, the Rosh says, the Gemara is talking about somebody that said Kriyat Shema at the proper time. They daven at the proper time. They said Kriyat Shema at the proper time after they say Gechavim. For them, then Kriyat Shema Alamita is only to get rid of Mazikin. Fine, that's three kashas over there, and you could answer each one. Perfect place is the fourth kasha. Rashi, what are you saying? You're saying daven Ma'ariv early, say Shema Esrei, and later on you'll fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of Kriyat Shema. Later on you'll fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Frek Tosfos, Rashi, you're paskening like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You're first davening Shema Esrei, you're first davening Ma'ariv, and only later are you fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. You're paskening like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And we don't pasken like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. That by night also there's a din of smichas gula l'tfila. How come you're paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Rashi, you can't do that. This Tosfos is kasha. Perhaps one could say that Rashi holds smichas gula l'tfila. Gula doesn't mean Kriyat Shema bizmana. It doesn't mean Kriyat Shema in its proper time. Gula means birchas Kriyat Shema. When one davens Ma'ariv early, they're saying Birchas Kriyat Shema, and they're going right into Shemana Esrei. So it is being Samech Ula L'Tvila. Whereas Tosfos, who asked that Kasha, Tosfos holds that Geula means saying Kriyat Shema in its proper time. Kriyat Shema Bizmana, that's what Geula means. Therefore, Tosfos asks in Rashi, if you're going to say Shemana Esrei and then only later say Kriyat Shema Bizmana, that's not being Samech Geula L'Tvila. That's doing Shemana Esrei and then afterwards Kriyat Shema, and that you can't do. So perhaps the Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, Davezim and Aleph, is the Machlekes, what is Geula? Rashi holds Geula is Birchas Kriyat Shema. When you daven Ma'ariv early, then you daven Ma'ariv early, you have the Birchas Kriyat Shema to Shemana Esrei, you have being Samech Geula L'Tvila. Whereas Tosfos held that Geula means Kriyat Shema Bizmana, when you daven Ma'ariv early, then you're not being Samech Geula L'Tvila.
Then why would Rashi say,
are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
Rashi is asking on Kriyat Shema, not on Birchas Kriyat Shema. Rashi Loma Kiryin Oisav Yisanges. He wasn't referring to Birchas Kiryin. He was referring to Kriya Shema itself. Why are you saying Kriya Shema if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah?
Where did that come?
Say again.
Created a new halacha
called the He brings the concept that that's Asheri by Mincha is Kriya Shema at night.
And then you have
by all
tefillah.
Right.
So that's a good thing in general. That's not something to
right. Perhaps this machlokes, what is Geula? Is Geula Kriya Shema or Birchas Kriya Shema? Perhaps this is also machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam writes, it's a Gemara, really. Gemara, brachos later on, Daf Chav Vav, Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara says that Rav was matzli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Rav was matzli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos mebo'ed yoyim. Rav used to daven Friday night. He used to daven early. V'chein posak v'rambam, number 7 on the sheet. In Hilchas Tefillah per Gimel Halacha Zayin, v'yesh lo lehispalel tefillas arvis shelei l'Shabbos be'erev Shabbos koydem shetishka hacham. Koydem shetishka hacham, you could daven ma'ev early on Friday night. The Ravid over there, number 8. The Ravid says, Omar Avram, ein roi lasis kein elu l'tzarech hashav. Do not do that only l'tzarech hashav, you need to. V'aloi tzarech lismech geula shel arvis l'tefillah shel arvis. Don't daven ma'ariv early. If you're davening ma'ariv early, you're not being samech geula tefillah. Don't do it unless it's a shas atzarech. That's the Ravid's taina on the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold? So one could theoretically say the Rambam holds like Rav Shua ben Levi. But you can't. Because the Rambam in Halacha Yilches, the Rambam paskins, that at night also you have to be samech geula tefillah. So that lechur is not an etzah. Perhaps one would have said, maybe the Rambam holds like the Arza Ruah. Famous Arzurua, the Rambam brings it down, and we'll get there hopefully. The Arzurua in Hilchas Kriya Shema says that on Leil Shabbos there's no din smichas geula l'tfila. On Leil Shabbos there's no din smichas geula l'tfila. Because the idea of smichas geula l'tfila is geula next to Yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara. And Shabbos is not a yoyim tzara. Therefore the Rambam says there's no din geula l'tfila by Shabbos. The Ravid Arjun says no, there is. What's the machlokes? Perhaps they're having a machlokes, a famous chakir of the Stipler. Stipler Simin Beis and Zeches Brachis. The din of smichas geula tefillah, it's a din in geula, it's a maila in geula, or it's a maila in tefillah. If you hold it, it's a maila in tefillah, so on Shabbos is a different tefillah. Maybe by Shabbos is no din smichas geula tefillah. Whereas maybe the Ravid held that it's a din in geula, it's a maila in geula. If it's a maila in geula, Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Tuesday, it's all the same thing. Therefore, the Ravid held is a din smichas geula tefillah on Shabbos as well. Perhaps that's the machlik. Yeh Mashiach, that cannot be presented in the Rambam, because the next words of the Rambam says that on Motzei Shabbos as well. The Rambam says in Motzei Shabbos as well, one could daven ma'ariv early. On Motzei Shabbos as well, you could have ma'ariv early. So it can't be the pshat in the Rambam is because on Leil Shabbos there's no smichas geula tefillah. Because on Motzei Shabbos also, the Rambam says you could daven ma'ariv early. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So the Stipler says pshat in the Rambam is you're right. On Leil Shabbos, you're not being smichas geula tefillah. You're right. When you daven ma'ariv early, Leil Shabbos, you're not being smichas geula tefillah. But the greater good of bringing in Shabbos early, of Tosefes Shabbos, that beats out the inyan of smichas geula l'tefillah. Ask Akasha.
That's great for
Leil Shabbos. What about Motzei Shabbos? Stipler says, perhaps you could say pshat on the Rambam holds like Tosefes. There's a Tosefes, the Gemara says in Brachos, that Rabbi Yeshia was matzli shel Motzei Shabbos b'Shabbos. He davened ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos early. He davened from Plaga Mincha. Tosfos over there says you can't just do that. Tosfos says only if it's the tzarech mitzvah. If there's a tzarech mitzvah, some pressing matter, pressing mitzvah, then you could daven Motzei Shabbos. You could daven ma'ariv early. So maybe for the same reason that Tosfos Shabbos beats out smichas geula tefillah, whatever that pressing mitzvah is, that pressing mitzvah also overrides the inyan of smichas geula tefillah. Agav, this idea of davening ma'ariv early on Motzei Shabbos, early doesn't mean before 72, early means from Plaga Mincha. It's very neger, if somebody is in oinein, then once it comes nightfall, then they're not chayv in mitzvahs. The question is if they should daven ma'ariv early after plagat mincha. Kach is the shayla, machlekes in the pesukim. Yeh mashayyeh, the stipler says, pshat on the Rambam, that when you daven ma'ariv early, you're not samech gula tefillah. It's not samech gula tefillah. But the greater good, if they still have a Shabbos, wins it out. According to all three pshatim we just said in the Rambam, either passing like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, or like the Erez Arua, or the stipler's mahalach, according to any of those three pshatim, the Rambam holds that when you daven ma'ariv early, you're not samech gula tefillah. Perhaps, one could say pshat on the Rambam, is the Rambam holds like we said in Rashi. The Rambam holds that Geula doesn't mean Kriyashma. Geula means Birchas Kriyashma. Therefore, when one davens Ma'ariv early, they are Samech Geula L'Tfilah. Because Geula doesn't mean Kriyashma B'Zmana. Geula means Birchas Kriyashma. Therefore, when you daven early, that is called Simchas Geula Tefillah. One could ask, so then why did the Rambam specify Friday night, Lil Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos? Any day of the week it's like that. L'chaira one could say, you're right, any day of the week it's like that. However, Lil Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos is a special chiddush. A special chiddush that you're taking a kedusha of one day and bringing it into the other day. You're bringing kedushas Shabbos onto Friday. You're bringing Matzah Shabbos Chol onto Shabbos. That's an extra chiddush. Even there, one is allowed to daven ma'ariv. The Gemara now continues. The Gemara says, back to the Gemara. Back to number one. Masiv Mar Brei Dervina. In the evening, you make two brachas before Kriyas Shema and two after. If you have to be Samech Gula L'Tfilah, you're not being Samech Gula L'Tfilah, you have to say Hashkiveinu. Amri Zakti Gemara, no. Since the Rabbanan said that you have to say Hashkiveinu, it's Kigula Arich Tadamya. It's an extension of Geula. If you're not going to say that, in the morning, how you say Geula Tefillah? So over there also, where is your Samech Geula Tefillah? You're saying Hashem Svas Haytiftach. El HaHasam over there, Kevan Ditakinu Rabbanu L'mem Hashem Svas Haytiftach. Since the Rabbanu were misakin to say Hashem Svas Haytiftach, it's Ketfila Arich Tadamya. So too over here, Kelachanami, Kevan Ditakinu Rabbanu L'mem Hashkivenu Ki Geula Arich Tadamya. Fine. So we're asked the Kasha, the Gemara asks, you have to be Samech Geula Tefillah at night? How is that? You're saying Hashkivenu. Sakti Gemara, Kevon, the Rabbanan were misakin to say Hashkivenu. It's Kigeula Arich Tadamya. There's a very fundamental machlekes. Between Taisus and Rabbeinu Yoina Pasha Pshat in this Gemara. Rabbeinu Yoina learns, what does it mean that Hashkivenu is Kigeula Arich Tadamya? Rabbeinu Yoina, it's more mefurish than Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam. Chayisor Mitzrayim, Leil Makas Bechayrus, and all around the Bechor of the Mitzrayim are being killed. And the Yidden are very afraid. What's going to be with them? So they daven to Hashem, Hashkivenu. Hashem, please save us. Save us, L'Shalom. Therefore, it's Kigeula Arich Tadamya. It's part of Hashkivenu, is part of Geulas Mitzrayim. That's the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Yoina and Rabbeinu Menachem and Rambam. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, number 11 on the sheet. Tosfos asks the Kasha, how is it that we say by Ma'ariv Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen? How do we say Baruch Hashem L'Olam? It's a hafzik between Geula L'Tefillah. And Taisus says, why were the Rabbanan Misakin to say Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam? Either because they used to daven out of the fields and people were scared, and when they came late they didn't want anyone to be stuck there. So therefore the Rabbanan were Misakin to say Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam. Once The Rabbanu were misakin to say Baruch Hashem lo ilam. It's kigeula arich tadami. Just like when the Gemara says that the Rabbanu were misakin to say Ashkiveinu, it's kigeula arich tadami. So too Baruch Hashem lo ilam. The Rabbanu were misakin to say it for whatever reason they were misakin. Once they were misakin that you have to say Baruch Hashem lo ilam, it's not a hefsik. It's kigeula arich tadami. According to Tosfos, Baruch Hashem Lo'olam has nothing to do with Geula. Hashkivenu has nothing to do with Geula. But once the Rabbanan were misakin it, it's not a hefsik. Once the Rabbanan said that you have to say it, it's not a hefsik. That's it. So a machlek is between Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yoina. In order not to be a hefsik, does it have to be a teichin of Geula? Hashkivenu a teichin of Geula? Or no, once the Rabbanan were misakin it, then it's not going to be a hefsik. The Rambam number 12. The Rambam says a very dramatic lesson. The end of the Rambam over there. Va'af al pisha mevarech hashkivenu achar gal Yisrael. Eina hafsaka bein geula l'tfila. Va'arei shteyen kibrocha achas arucha. Hashkivenu and gal Yisrael together is it's one bracha. It's kibrocha achas arucha. It's like one long bracha. The Tosfos Anshei Sheim on the side of Mishnayis says that one long bracha is the pshat that between Gal Yisrael and Hashkivenu is not considered Bein HaProkim. We know that Bein HaProkim in Kriya Shema, there were certain times a person could be mafsik for certain things. But between Gal Yisrael and Hashkivenu is not Bein HaProkim, it's Be'emtza HaPerek. Ki bracha achas arucha. The Bir Halacha argues. The Bir Halacha says, when he's listing all the things that are considered Bein HaProkim, the Bir Halacha says between Gal Yisrael and Hashkivenu is also considered Bein HaProkim. Machlek is between the Rambam and the Bir Halacha is between Gal Yisrael and Hashkivenu considered Be'emtza HaPerek or Bein HaProkim. L'chayra, the Machlek is the Rambam and the Bir Halacha is the Machlek is Rabbeinu Yoina and Tosfos. Perhaps the Rambam held that the idea of Hashkivenu is a teichin of Geula. It's a teichin of Geula, so it's mamish one bracha. It's mamish one bracha. It's one bracha, therefore it's considered be'emtza perek. Whereas the Be'er Halacha said it's not mamish one bracha. It's two separate brachas. If you say Hashkivenu, it's not a hefsik between Geula and Tevila, but it's its own separate bracha. It's its own, Chazal are misakin it to say it, so it's not considered a hefsik. But Lemaisa, it's its own separate bracha. Therefore, would not be considered be'emtza perek. Rather, that would be considered bein aprokim. Perhaps. Lemaisa. Tosfos says that Baruch Hashem lo'ilam. Tosfos says Baruch Hashem lo'ilam is not considered a hefsik. Because being that, Chazal were misakin it, for whatever reason they were misakin it, therefore, that's not called a hefsik. Therefore, that's not called a hefsik. Many Rishonim argue. Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rashba on the sheet. Many Rishonim argue. And the Rishonim say that no. Baruch Hashem lo'ilam, to put it in a new tefillah over there, that's a hefsik between Geula l'tfila. What's the pshat of the machlekes? These Rishonim hold, in order to not be a hefsik between Geula l'tfila, it has to be a teichin of Geula. It has to be something, a hashkivenu. Klal Yisrael said in Mitzrayim, that's called Geula. That's not a hefsik. Whereas Baruch Hashem l'olam, that's something independent and unrelated. The Chazal are misakin it, but that's a hefsik. Therefore, the Rashba, the Tosfos HaRosh, Rabbeinu Yoina, they say that by Meir, one should not say Baruch Hashem lo'olam because it's a hefsik bein Geula l'tefila. V'chein pasak the goin. No, that's why in Shai Yashav, Chaim Berlin, Minig of Yerushalayim, they don't say Baruch Hashem lo'olam because it's a hefsik between Geula l'tefila. And who adin? Who adin we find? The idea of saying psukim, Leil Shabbos, V'shomer B'nei Yisrael, Yom Tif, psukim. Could one say it? Could one not say it? According to these Rishonim, they say no. How could you say that? It's a hefsek between Gula and Tevila. Whereas Tosfos would say no. Tosfos would say, once Chazal were misakin to say it, for whatever reason they were misakin to say it, once they were misakin to say it, that is not a hefsek between Gula and Tevila. The kasha is famous kasha on the Goyin. The Goyin, Yoyin, Yashpo, Tesiros, Shayoshev Chaim Blin, Imenig Yushalayim. Don't say Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam, because it's a hefsek between Gula and Tefillah. So how do you say Kaddish? How do you say Kaddish between Gula and Tefillah? It's also a hefsek between Gula and Tefillah. So this kasha bothered me for a very long time. I found the Aruch HaShulchan. It's from Rish Lamed Vav, Sifches. Aruch HaShulchan says that Kaddish is not a hefsek. Because Kaddish is Gula. What is Kaddish? Yiskadil v'yiskadish me'rabba. That. Because Baruch Hu's name should be great with the Gula Asida. The Yatzmach Perkonite of Ashkenaz and Sfar upstairs and downstairs in Shari, depends where you're davening. The Yatzmach Perkonite Bikori Vashichai. If you're downstairs, the Maisav, you say you're davening for, you're davening from Yatzmach Perkonite Bikori Vashichai Shakam. So Kaddish is Bibichinas Geula. And it's not a hefsek between Geula and Tefillah. But I'd just like for a few short moments discuss 7/9, very practical halacha lemaisa nafkaminis that come out from things we just said. First of all, somebody davens ma'ariv early. If you daven ma'ariv early, is that called being samech gula l'tefillah? If I daven ma'ariv before it says sekechavim, if I'm not saying kriyishma bizmano before I daven shmona esrei, is that called being a'ezu ben oylem haba? This is a very good offer. A'ezu ben oylem haba. Sasemech gula l'tefillah shal arvis. If I daven ma'ariv early, is that called being samech gula l'tefillah? So according to Rashi and the Rambam, that gula is birchas kriyishma, you are being samech gula l'tefillah. However, according to Tosfos, he said that gula means kriyishma bizmana. You would say that's not called being samech gula l'tefillah when you daven ma'ariv early. However, the emphasis is not true. Because according to Tosfos as well, Tosfos says when you daven, the reason why you're allowed to daven ma'ariv early, Tosfos has a whole different cheshbon. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. That really, the zman of Kriya Shema is from Plag HaMincha. From Plag HaMincha, that's already considered Kriya Shema b'zmana. Therefore, when you daven ma'ariv early, even according to Tosfos, that gula means Kriya Shema b'zmana, that's also be called Samech Gula Tefillah. The kasha is going to be, what about davening shacharis after zman Kriya Shema? Somebody davens shacharis after Zman Kriyashma, is that called being Samech Geula Tefillah? If Geula means Kriyashma Bizmana, it wasn't Kriyashma Bizmana, he said Kriyashma before, there's a big hefsek in between, and that's not Kriyashma, that's not called Geula Tefillah. However, if Geula is not Kriyashma Bizmana, if Geula means Birchas Kriyashma, then that would still be considered Samech Geula Tefillah. I found a very fascinating idea. Mishnah Berurah in Simen Kuf Vav Sifkot and Dalet. Mishnah Berurah says over there, it's not in the Maamar Kodesh. Mishnah Berurah says over there, discussing the chiv of Noshim in Tefillah. Are women chayv in Tefillah? And the Mechaber over there paskins that women are yes chayv in Tefillah. You know, famous machlokes from the Rambam and the Ramban. It's a whole sugya b'fnei atzmoi. What exactly Noshim are chayv to daven? Over there, b'tzeich dvarav of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, and the women should say the bracha of emes v'yatzif before they daven shemana esrei, k'dei lismach geula l'tefillah. So we see an open Mishnah Berurah that says that geula is not kriyashma bizmana. Geula is birchas kriyashma. Emes v'yatzif gal Yisrael. Being that geula is not kriyashma bizmana, rather birchas kriyashma, then even if somebody davens after the zman kriyashma, davens shachat after the zman kriyashma, they would still be mekayim the inyan of smichas geula tefillah, because according to the Mishnah Berurah, geula doesn't mean kriyashma bizmana, rather means birchas kriyashma. Another nafkamina from all of this is saying Baruch Hashem lo'ilam. Now, just one important point. The idea of saying Baruch Hashem L'Olam was instituted for if somebody comes late, they should be able to catch up. Back when you daven in the fields. Now, Chazal left it still in existence.
You can also say the same thing like your things
about MS. MS. The Aruch HaShulchan says it over there. MS. 100%. But the MS really depends what Geula means. The Chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan is that Toshib Shad in Soymech Geula Tefillah, which is Mefurish and Rashi over here, is Geula means Geula Smitzrayim. It doesn't mean the Geula Asida. But according to the Chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan, that Kaddish is Geula Asida. That's called Geula also. You can say Baruch Shem Ha'ilam also. 100%. But that's not Gulas Mitzrayim. In the Aruch HaShulchan's world, you're 100% right. 100% right.
Because this
seems to be a correlation with when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. That it began at night, continued in the morning, but I guess the afternoon they were already out. So regards to saying Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam, so the idea is in case somebody came late. So certainly if somebody ever comes late to Ma'ariv, happens, someone comes late to Ma'ariv, certainly they should not be saying Baruch Hashem Lo'olam while everyone else is davening Shemoneh Esrei. Certainly stop by Shema Am Yisrael Ad and go right into Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. It was instituted people that came late, not for when somebody is late. But in regards to the actual saying of Baruch Hashem Lo'olam, so we have the Mechaber and the Ramah in Siman Reish Lamed Vav, both say to say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam. The Mishnah Berurah over there brings down that there are Rishonim, again the Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Tosfos HaRosh and the Rashba, and so also it's the Goyim that say we don't say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam. It's a hefsik bein Geula Tefillah. The same are for the Psukim Vishamru Vayedaber Tikul B'Chayde Shofar. Those Psukim also same thing according to Tosfos, where Chazal Mesaken it, you say it. The same pasuk the Mishnah Berurah Chazal Mesaken it, then you say it. However, the Goyin says no. That is not a toichin of Geula. Therefore, do not say it. It's a hefsik between Geula and Tevila.
Who knows? All those Rishonim say it's a hefsik. How did they ever misak it in the first place?
So it's unclear where it came about. It's not a Gemara. Who was misakin? It's unclear.
Shachar, we don't say Amen
after Gal Yehuda. Oh, very good. Excellent. The next topic, number 5 on the sheet, is do we answer Amen after Gal Yisrael?
So the next do after Shorah
Ad Arad, I think everybody has. I know that's a fantastic question. Maybe we'll get back to it at the end. It's a fantastic question. So another Nakuda is, do we say Amen after Gal Yisrael in the morning? Everyone agrees you have to be Simcha Geula Tefillah. So, do we say Amen to that? The Chazan says Gal Yisrael, and we go right into Shemoneh Esrei. Do we say Amen, or is it a Hefsik? The Mechaber in two places in Shulchan Aruch, both on the Maariv Mekoyimis, the Mechaber says in Simen Kuf, Yud Aleph, as well as in Simen Samach Vav. The Mechaber says, Einay Oymer, I'm reading from Samach Vav, Einay Oymer, Amen Acha Gal Yisrael, Mishum Dehavi Hefsik. However, the Ramah over there argues and says, "V'yesh ayrim de'oinen amen." V'chein noigim lanis achas sheyach tzibur. So the Mechaber says over there that one does not say amen because it's a hefsik. The Ramah says we do. So very clearly, lahalacha, the Ramah says that you could say amen after Gal Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah over there brings two etzas like this. You could fulfill all of the opinions. One etza, the Mishnah Berurah says. Is if you finish along with the Shliach Tzibur, if you say Gal Yisrael together with the Shliach Tzibur, then you don't have to say Amen to his Bracha. Another Eitzah, is if you finish a drop before, you finish Gal Yisrael and you start, Hashem says that you start a drop before, then also you don't have to say Amen, in which case, then you have no issue of Smichas Geula Tefillah, of being a Hefsik. Another Eitzah, the Chsan Sofer says, He says that if the Chazan says it quietly, Baruch Atah Hashem Gal, and he says it quietly, then no one is obligated to answer Amen. And that would be another Eitzah. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that there's a Minig Yafa, it's a very nice Eitzah. Reb Shlomo Zalman and others do not like this Eitzah. They say it's a Bizoyin for the Bracha. to be zayin for the bracha if you're going to go out, say the bracha, say the full bracha. And therefore, you say not to say it. So depending on the shul, of what the meaning of the shul is, would be one of these ideas. Now, another nekuda is, what about being machriz? What about announcing? Announcing, it's Rish Chodesh today, Yalav Yavoy, Meirat Hatol. What about making announcements? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Vav, number 16, Siv Beis Ein. Being that announcing Yalav Yavoy, announcing Meirat Hatol, is Letzerech Tefillah, that's not considered a hefsik. And the Mishneh Berurah points out over here, it's not specifically Yalav Yavoy. It's any Alanisim, Deraisas, Derabbanans, Alanisim, Meirat Hatol, anything is not considered a hefsik, and you could announce it Ben Gula Letfillah. Now, a Pasha to Ha'ara, this is a Mechaber in Siman Reish Lamed Vav, which is Meiriv. Why doesn't the Mechaber say this in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, which is Shachris? Why is he waiting until Reish Lamed Vav, which is Meir? Say it right away by Shachris, that announce Yalav Yavi, it's not a hafsik.
Why
is there?
First time you say
Yalav Yavi, tonight. Oh, Yishmak, very Yishmak. In order to Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't, very nice. In order to Shulchan Aruch, Lamaisa, Kuf Yud Aleph is before Reish Lamed Vav, you should have said it over there. Perhaps one could be Medayik, that the idea of announcing Yalav Yavi, Saint Talmud Mutar, is only by Meiriv. Because by Meiriv there's more room to be maker, Shub and Levi Lamaisa argues. Whereas by Shachris, then one should not announce Yalav Yavoy. Maybe a clap, but one should not announce Yalav Yavoy. Kach is Efshar Adik in the Mechaber. I have a raya that the Mechaber is Mechalik between Shachris and Meiriv. The next Nakuda, which is one last Nakuda over here, is what's going to be if somebody comes late to davening. They come late, and they walk in right before Shemana Esrei. So what should they do? Should they daven b'yechida, so daven by themselves, they'll say Shema, and then they'll say Shemana Esrei, or should they daven tefillah b'tzibur with the crowd? They'll daven Shemana Esrei, and afterwards they'll say Kriya Shema. What should they do? This is a question both by Shachris and by Meiriv. And over here the Mechaber is Mechalik. By Shachris, the Mechaber says, daven by yourself. Daven by yourself, some kufid aleph. Daven by yourself, say Kriya Shema, and then afterwards say Shemana Esrei. Like this to be Samech Gula Tevila. By Meiriv, the Mechaber says not like that. By Meiriv, you come late, so daven Shemana Esrei first with the crowd, Tevila B'tzibur is better than being Samech Gula Tevila. We see over here a certain leniency of Smich Gula Tevila by Meiriv as opposed to Shachris, which Rabbi Bergman might be the answer to your question also by saying, answering Omein to by Hashkivenu over there, maybe Lekuli Amma one could answer. Just to end off with a story. Maisa with the Reb Chaim. It's brought down in the sale of the Beskirel Vashem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim used to say a very, very long Kriya Shema. Very long Kriya Shema. So, Leil Shabbos in the house, he's davening in the house, Reb Chaim. So what Reb Chaim used to do is used to daven Shemana Esrei with the tzibur, and then afterwards he used to say Kriya Shema. Sometime towards the end of his life, Reb Chaim switched and all the Kriya Shema, and then the question is, what was the original cheshbon of Reb Chaim? What was that idea of davening first the Shemana Esrei and then afterwards Kriya Shema? Thought to ponder.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.